Zoe sat on one of the coveted corner couches in the darkest part of Anonymous, sipping her frozen blackberry margarita and nodding her head up and down in time to the hard thumping bass that vibrated through the nightclub. Anonymous had only been going a year, but its gritty, industrial atmosphere, the huge vaulting space used to be some kind of factory that had been abandoned along with seemingly half the buildings in Detroit, was a major draw for the young, cool, and often tragically hip. It was Saturday night, which meant the place was packed with miles of tattoos, more piercings than a death metal concert, and so many beards and man buns she may as well have been in Portland. Not that she minded any of those things. In fact, it was the whole reason she was here in the first place, by herself, without anyone cramping her style, anyone being Gideon Black. She sat back on the couch, surveying the heaving crowd on the dance floor in the middle of the club, then checking out the long metal length of the bar on the other side of it, just to be sure a familiar tall and hulking figure wasn't lurking around. But no, seemed he'd believed her when she'd told him she was joining Tamara and Rachel for a girls' night at Rachel's place. Excellent. She picked up her margarita and took another hefty sip, scanning around for any likely-looking dudes. There were lots of guys, obviously, and more than a few who were her kind of tall, dark, and handsome. Lots to choose from, in other words. But she wanted her first one-night stand, her first anything, really, to be with someone she kind of liked. What does it matter? It's only one night. She wasn't there to pick someone to have a relationship with. She only wanted someone hot who could make her forget her stupid, goddamn unrequited love for Gideon. A love that wouldn't ever be returned, at least not in the way she wanted it to be. Because he pretty much saw her as a little sister and nothing more. Well, you are his little sister. Not technically. She was his little foster sister, and she'd only been that for a year when they'd lived in the same foster family. Then he'd turned 17 and aged out of the system, so really it didn't count. It still pissed her off that he refused to see her as anything different, though. No, scratch pissed. She was fucking furious. Furious at him, somewhat unfairly, but mainly with herself. Because she'd felt that way about him for 10 years, and nothing had changed. Oh no, wait, something had changed. He'd told her a couple of weeks ago to stop following him around all the time, like she was some kind of stupid, eager puppy. You are a stupid, eager puppy. Zoe swallowed half her margarita, balefully looking at the crowd around her. Ever since they'd first come to Detroit from Chicago, she'd been at his side, living in their apartment above the garage while he'd protected her, looked out for her, made a family for her with Rachel and Zee and Levi. And she'd been happy, safe, protected. Being near him, knowing he was there, had been all she'd wanted. But lately she'd started to find that safety and stability a little too stifling, a little bit too much like a cage. She'd started to think about what she wanted to do with her life, about the direction she was headed. And after watching Zee find Tamara, and Rachel and Levi find each other again, she'd begun to think about her own love life, which was non-existent. Currently, you are headed to Nowheresville via Virgin Forever Town. Zoe glowered. The leash Gideon kept her on was short and feeling shorter by the day, especially in the past month or so, and his getting pissed off with her for following him around and daring to ask questions about her future hurt. Something needed to change. Hell, she hadn't been a rebellious teenager, not with Gideon being a very strict big brother stand-in, so maybe she was due a little rebellion time. Like, now.